Good evening and welcome to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial, electronic, alternative and, well, all that kind of stuff and anything I think kind of fits into that genre. Even if it doesn't, I kind of pretend it does. If it's a good tune, it gets played, essentially. This is brought to you by myself, Nigel, alone in the studio, as usual, bringing you, well, a mix of tunes and chat. I've got some information about gigs and club nights happening this month. Alongside, I've also got a bunch of tunes, some new, some old, and I started there tonight with Aria, and that is a track called Miss the Mark, the interface mix of that, and that is available now from a compilation, an Alpha Matrix compilation called 4.4U. Well, it's technically it's 4.4U 2013-02, because I keep releasing these 4.4U compilations, which is four tracks of artists on the Alpha Matrix label. And it's an example of the work they're releasing at the moment. I believe that's a track from the forthcoming album, Aria album, Plastic Makes Perfect, that we're looking forward to seeing at some point soon. And that's clearly a remix by Interface. But if it's an indication of what to expect from the album and the remixes on the album, it's looking good. I don't think I've ever been truly disappointed by an Aria album. There's always been good stuff there, and it looks like she's going to do that again. We'll have to wait for the final judgment when the album actually comes out. But at the moment, everything's pointing good. Right, I'm going to continue with some tunes, and what I've got lined up for you now is not something that cutting edge new, but still fairly recent release from a band called Aemon. This is called Black Cross, and it's the Void remix from the Flatliner album. We'll be right back.
problem. You wanted to be someone else and start the things you do again, again, again.
are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. You heard that, a band called Sono, with a track called Better. I've got some news about Sono, but I'll come back to that in a minute. I'll name you the rest of the tracks I played first. Before that, we had Clicks with Again and Again from their album Machineries. And before that, we had Amon with Black Cross, the Void remix, from the version of Flatliner with the remixes, because if you buy that now, you get remixes. When I first told you about that album, they hadn't released the version with remixes. So it's a bit of a confusing that one. But essentially, if you go and buy it now, you will find the remix disc in the MP3s as well, because it's a digital download. And it's worth mentioning that that Aria track was from a... The Aria track I opened the show with was from a digital download from Alpha Matrix, which can be purchased if you go to alphamatrix.bandcamp.com. You'll find it there along with a lot of the other Alpha Matrix digital downloads. It includes other artists, three other artists, in fact, called Diffusion, Technoir, and Cancino. And it costs a staggering £1.80 as a digital download in whatever digital download format you particularly want. Lots of high quality formats, as well as regular old MP3s that's incredibly compatible with stuff. So yeah, there you go, some interesting stuff. Oh, and getting back to Sono, it's well worth mentioning that I kind of missed this on my last show a couple of weeks ago, but Infest Festival, the festival here in Bradford that caters to industrial music and industrial and electronic music, has started naming the lineup so far, the announced bands. And the bands who have been announced so far are, in, I think, alphabetical order by the look of it, Autoclave 1.1, Cervello Electronico, Covenant, Da Octopus, Metal Tech, and Sono. So I started checking through some of these. One or two I'd been aware of before, certainly. Covenant and Autoclave. Autoclave have played before. Covenant, well, I've seen many times, including at Infest, but they've played many other festivals. But there's been another couple of bands that I decided to research into a little bit more to find out what they sounded like. And one of those was Sono, and that's what they sound like. I think that's looking good for Infest. I'll be playing probably a bit more stuff that's coming up at Infest as it gets now. I think I've actually got in my bag of stuff some Da Octopus, which should be interesting. I'll try and play that later in the show. It's also worth mentioning that the Infest organisers have announced that the accommodation that they usually do at the... Bradford University, they're doing again this year, but they've got a different venue that costs less. And I think you can get the whole weekend, that's three nights, for the princely sum of £40, 40 earth pounds, that is. So that's, you know, going to be some of the cheapest accommodation you can find anywhere in Bradford for three nights. You're not going to get that. Admittedly, you don't get bedding or towels, but to be honest, it just makes it a lot easier. It really does. You never got those before in the student accommodation, so it's no change, and it's just cheaper. And I believe this new venue, I can't remember the name of it, but I believe it's actually closer to the venue where the music is played, so there's less wandering around Bradford. So there you go, lots of Infest news, and that will probably be slowly drip-feeded. The rest of the lineup will be drip-fed to us over the next few weeks, no doubt, and we'll get a good idea of who's playing the full lineup. I'll let you know every time I find out some new information. Other news that has happened is Depeche Mode. They've got a new single called Heaven, that, depending which news source you read, is either available now or available for pre-order now. But given I can't find anywhere to buy it now, I imagine it's available to pre-order now. It looks like the actual release is going to be 18th of March, but if you go onto YouTube, you can see the video for Depeche Mode's Heaven. It's up there now. I think that's what the release must mean by release now. You can see the video now. So if you're a Depeche Mode fan or just fancy being curious about what they're sounding like now, get onto YouTube and search for Depeche Mode Heaven and you will find it and you'll be able to hear them. What else? I've got a big list of stuff here. Lots of stuff is happening. Altered Arune, the band that finished but then seemed to have reformed for Resistance, have put a bunch of unreleased stuff up at alteredarune.bandcamp.com, and it's called I Told You Not to Listen to It, Didn't I? In their style of band album names, and it's essentially stuff they did after the Giants from Faraway, whilst they were trying to find a new sound and just experiment and go a bit wild and just see where the music took them. So it's a bit off the beaten track, and that's kind of in their own words, they're saying it's a bit different to what you usually hear. And given it's called I Told You Not to Listen to It, Didn't I, it's probably like those extras from, you know, those extra scenes on DVDs. There's probably a reason they weren't on the original release of the movie. So that's the way I'm seeing it. I've not had to listen to it yet. You can actually stream it on Bandcamp, so you don't have to buy it before you want to listen to it. You can just have it streamed. And I've only heard a couple of tracks, and it's a lot of it sounding kind of shoutier and punchier, a bit more punk, if I was going to say anything. But that's only from a couple of tracks, and we know, if anything, that Altered in a Room can be diverse, so it could go all over the shop. So there you go. If you want to find out what Altered in a Room do to the tracks that didn't quite make it to their album, they make it onto another album saying, don't buy me. What else? Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds have a new album coming called Push the Sky Away, and it's due for the release on February the 18th, which is, what, about 2 weeks' time now. A video for one of the tracks off this called Jubilee Street is released, and you can find that on YouTube. So head on to YouTube and search for Jubilee Street and Nick Cave and the Bad Seeds, and you'll find it. It's pretty much standard Nick Cave and Bad Seeds stuff. It's okay stuff. And that's kind of it news-wise. I've got a lot of gigs and events probably worth telling you about, but I think it's time for some tunes, actually. Let's have a look what I've got listed in my tunes. Ah, I'm going to carry on now with some Luxury Stranger, just to change the pace a bit. So this is Empty Men.
Series. sit down and dirty. I want you in the ground. I want you right there in my face. I want to infiltrate your mind. I won't pretend it's maybe. I don't think you can save me. I want it all with meaning. Hey, and that's all down to you. You fascinate the moment. You fascinate me. And all these people in a room, they turn and watch your point of view. And all the gods and names that complicate me. And all the gods and names. Hey, I want you deep and dirty. I want you on the floor. I want you up against the wall. I want to treat you like the god you are. I want you to reach and save me without thinking even maybe. I want you low and roll on the floor, and that's all down to you. You fascinate the moment. You fascinate me. And all these people in the room, they turn and watch your point of view. And all the gods and names that complicate me. And all the gods and names.
You are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. That was Dead Eyes Opened with MV, which is from their forthcoming album Tyrant. And I completely forgot to mention that in the last section where I told you lots of news about releases and stuff. But essentially, Dead Eyes Opened's album Tyrant will be available from next Monday, the 11th of February. It's coming out. And it's available, well, I think you can pre-order it now, but it's coming out then. So no doubt after that I'll be playing you more of it, because it does sound incredibly solid. And before Dead Eyes opened, I played you Luxury Stranger with Empty Men. And it's probably worth mentioning that they are playing soon. And that actually segues me nicely into the upcoming stuff. Gigs and clubs going on in the localish area for the next couple of weeks or so. And that starts tomorrow, Friday, the 8th of February. Carpe Noctum here at the Gasworks in Bradford. It's doing its normal formula of bands followed by a club night. It's also kicking in with its normal formula of staying free. So it doesn't cost anything. The venue opens, I think, upstairs at 7, the downstairs area at 7:30. The bands start at 8, and the bands this time are Quasimodo, Luxury Stranger, and The Last Cry. Three absolutely solid bands of the kind of dark goth rock kind of angle, and well worth getting along to. So the bands start at 10, the headliner is at 10 p.m, and the Carpe Club Night follows after that until 3 a.m, and more information can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk, or as usual you can head over to Facebook and search for the Facebook event. It usually has equal amounts of information. The following weekend, well, that Saturday is looking a bit quiet. There doesn't seem to be much going on. But if we fast forward to the following weekend, you have on Saturday the 16th of February, the Wendy House, Leeds Uni Student Union. That's, as usual, two rooms, the big main room of kind of goth, rock, cheese, pop, a bit of everything going on in there. £5 in, runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. But you've also got the Mutate Room, which is kind of more harder electronic industrial stuff. And more information can be found at www.thewendyhouse.org. Following that, Friday the 22nd of February, we have a gig over in Leeds at the Royal Park Cellars. It's Quasimodo supporting Alice Moving Under Skies. Doors are 8 p.m, costs £4 in. And the details of that I found on a Facebook event. I didn't find a website for it, so get yourself over to that. Should be a good gig if you're not doing anything on a Friday evening. Following that, on Saturday the 23rd of February, there's a gig again in Leeds, but this time at the Cockpit 3, which is the smallest of the three rooms, I believe, at the Cockpit, even though the other rooms, I think Cockpit's recently been refurbed in some way or other, but I can't remember the details. I don't think anyone's actually told me the details. Anyway, it's the smallest of the three, so it's a bit of a shame. It's going to be a bit of a squish to get all those three good bands in there. But you're going to get Berlin Black and the Shades of Grey, Cold in Berlin, and the Chapman Family. Again, that's at Cockpit 3. That runs from 7 p.m. to 11 p.m. on Saturday the 23rd of February. It's going to cost £7 plus a booking fee. So that's, you know, depending where you buy it from, that'll vary a bit. But I'd give it a couple of quid as well, just in case. I found tickets available from lunatickets.co.uk, and I think that was linked from the Facebook event. So again, details can be found on a Facebook event. And that's about it for this month. That's quite a lot going on for this month. You're not going to be bored, are you, really, when it comes down to it? There's plenty to choose from. But switching back to what I was mentioning earlier in the kind of news section, and the fact that a band called Da Octopus had been announced for Infest, I've actually gone over to the Infest website now and just checked the description, because I remembered it was amusing and I couldn't remember exactly what it was. So this is read almost word for word from the Infest website, describing Da Octopus. An act shrouded in mystery, Da Octopus is a French electronic dubstep industrial techno pop techno duo that appear in Octopus Cthulhu-inspired costumes. I mean, that just sounds great to me, and there's a photo and it just does look awesome. I'm not sure if they're going to be kind of tongue-in-cheek like Mandroid, or whether they're going to be kind of just over-the-top bonkers like at 5FX. I don't know, but I'm looking forward to seeing them. And I thought I'll play you some anyway, so you can get an idea of at least what they sound like. So this is some Da Octopus. We'll be right back.
moment seems so far away. Then I see you. As we stand on broken ice, never afraid of falling through. When I see you.
You are still listening to Dark Simulation on BZB 106.6 FM. That was Icon of Coil with Perfect Sex from their forthcoming album. I can't remember if it's got a name yet. The new forthcoming Icon of Coil album. And before that, we had the absolutely bonkers Da Octopus, which is Da, D-A, and Octopus, but spelt with three S's. And that was a track called Trash, spelt equally as daft with T-R-A-A-S-H. So, Trash. From Da Octopus, from the, I believe, self-titled album, Da Octopus. And I'm just going to look forward to those guys. Really don't know what to expect, but as far as I can tell, it's going to be bonkers in some way, shape or form, and that's just got to be fun. I love it when gigs are somehow just fun. I don't know, there's not really any point in not having a gig that's not fun in some way. Anyway, I think pretty much I've run out of time tonight. Yes, although... oddly enough, the track I've got left doesn't fill the remaining time. So what you're going to get is you're going to get a mishmash, a combination of two tracks. You're going to get some Disconnected with a track called Justify, the Disconnected VIP mix. And I'm not sure what else I'm going to play, but I'll squeeze something else in to round off the show, or a bit of something else. I think it'll probably be the Radioactivist track, Pieces of Me, from the Dependence 2012 compilation. But we'll wait and see. We'll see how the time goes. But mainly, I'm going to say good night. I'll be back in a fortnight's time as usual with more of the same, and I hope you enjoyed it. I'll see you soon. Bye.
Yeah. Of my